Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to take an adventure with rugged capability and commanding style. Check out the Honda Ridgeline, Pilot, Passport, or CRV. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 1.99% APR on a 2025 Ridgeline or a 3.99% APR on a 2025 Pilot, 2026 Passport, or 2025 CRV.
See dealer for financing details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The only place in football where the offense is always on the field is on Moneyline. With the two best hosts in radio, Donnie Wrightside.
If anybody wasn't watching, listen, I don't know what you were doing.
And Kevin Walsh.
Forget act like you've been there before.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 159.
Best Every Day Now is officially underway. It's Moneyline, and it's a Friday, and it is a good Friday out there. So happy for everybody who is celebrating Good Friday today, Easter weekend on deck, holiday weekend that we love. And also, from the Northeast perspective, today, warmer temperatures tomorrow in the 80s. You absolutely love to see that. So the Best Every Day is officially underway. It is Moneyline. It's Donnie Wrightside. It is a solo mission. If you are listening right now or watching, let's just start there with Sports Grid On Demand on the YouTube channel. Thank you for checking in. Love to see it. And Hess out there. Aaron Schoen's out there as well. Or if you were just listening on Sirius XM channel 159 on Sirius XM, that is great as well. SportsGridRadio.com and or the best app in the business, which is the Sports Grid app. Download it wherever apps are available. More people each and every day hitting the subscribe buttons and tuning in to the Sports Grid Network. We absolutely love to see that. So it is Friday, and it's time for baseball. It's a long day schedule that we have, as I'm getting all my retweets out here up on the Twitter machine. Yesterday was very entertaining, which started off to a 15-0 prop bet start yesterday. Now, we'll get to all the details, because in the month of April, as you know, we're tracking through certain things, what works, what might not work, as we anticipate May the 1st, which will give us enough to sort of make those educated decisions based on the numbers that we have in front of us. And I'm excited about that. So yesterday, if we just wanted to delve into, and the markets that we're tracking are completely different. RBIs, hits run RBI market, maybe a home run market, base hit market. But the ones that it looks like we're settling into and trying to find like that fairway, right, if you will, for a golf term, is how to approach these markets and how high do you go in these markets? Because each time you level up, the odds certainly get better and better and better. Now, yesterday, the betting market for me, going through the 2+2+2 market and the 3+3+3 market, I think makes a lot of sense. But we're also trying to weigh those options, guys, in baseball with the RBIs as well. Now, the 1+1+1 market, which I did not bet yesterday, which again is one hit, one run, one RBI, any combination cashes a ticket. And it's pretty expensive. Minus 220s all the way up to minus like 490s, depending on which play you're picking, which you expect them to have a big night. Multiple HRR markets should be achievable. But what I'm trying to weigh is, I do like the parlay aspect of it for the 1+1+1 market, because typically you're asking at least two players, if not three, to get plus money numbers. And it's very rare that you get any plus money out of the two. So call it three per se. But I know a lot of people also doing the 2+2+2 market and 3+3+3 market with doing parlays as well. And that did work yesterday in a lot of instances. But for me, I'm trying to factor on just the singular side of things, like the 2+2+2 market typically out there. And if I just bring up Bet365, which I've been doing a majority of these of, understand this too. FanDuel does have this section as well, but usually they don't come out, let's just say, as early as Bet365 in those markets. So I'm just going over right now to take a look at a random game, and not the early game, which has a lot of wind blowing out in Wrigley. We'll get to that and handicap that in just a few moments. But if I go to, let's just say, the Cleveland Guardians and the Pittsburgh Pirates, on its face, not a lot of great options, because why? Pittsburgh usually stinks at the plate. Instead of O'Neill Cruz hitting a home run yesterday as their only run of the day. But in that 1+1+1 market, right? Let's just take a look at some good players on the Cleveland Guardians. Stephen Kwan to do that market and hit just the one. That's a -450 price. That's expensive. J-Ram in that two-hole typically, -400. That's really expensive. Carlos Santana in that three-hole, it's -340. But if you flip it over to the average players, like pretty much as every player on the roster for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Joey Bart, -250. Emmanuel Valdez, -240. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, -225. Tommy Pham, -225. Adam Frazier, -200. O'Neill Cruz, which again, probably the best player on that team lineup-wise, is a -310, followed by Brian Reynolds at -300. Andrew McCutchen at -270. So you see where we're going with that? Like, let's just say you go the best player on the team, O'Neill Cruz, to get it in the 1+1+1 market and match him up with Joey Bart's -250. That brings you down to a -125. So that's doable just for twos, but you typically want to use those, you know, same game parlays to your advantage and get the plus money number, boost it by 25, 30, or 50%, whatever book that you're looking at that point. But again, it's not advisable to say, well, let's just go, you know, with a singular bet as opposed to a parlay. It's like, okay, what are you going to lay $450 between 100 on Stephen Kwan to get a base hit, an RBI, and or score a run? You're not going to do that. But that's why I just wanted to bring up this game for the, you know, dichotomy of Stephen Kwan, Jose Ramirez, and Carlos Santana are expensive because they're good baseball players, 1, 2, and 3 in the lineup. And then you get to the Pirates, which basically have one or two good players, and you get a lot of discounts on those pricing. So as high as 450 for Kwan and as low as, you know, -180 for Bo Naylor. Like, those numbers do act in kind because you're expecting more out of the leadoff batter, get 5 or 6 at-bats in a game. He should be able to get that. But yesterday, I didn't use that 1+1+1 market in any bets because I'm not going to take them straight. And we tracked 25 batters yesterday from the Moneyline show. And it was pretty impressive. Like, in that 1+1+1 market, 21 of the 25 hitters did achieve success in that market, which is great. Because now if you were parlaying those three at a time, that would have been a good amount of money back. But I didn't play any 1+1+1 market, but I did play the 2+2 and the 3+3 market. 15 of the 25 batters I took yesterday hit the 2+2 market, which again, you're talking about the majority of those players. Like, Kwan is a -150 on that. That's as high as it gets. Ramirez is 160. Santana's 125. But average batters are usually between that -115, -105, and maybe a little bit of plus money just to get two. The three market yesterday, out of the 25 batters, 10 of those hit. And they're all plus money in the three market. Like, Stephen Kwan goes from the -450 for the one market to the three market at +160. You take a look at Jose Ramirez, +125. Carlos Santana, +160. O'Neill Cruz, +170. Brian Reynolds, +190, if you have that market. They're all plus money, and usually +150 or higher. So even they say, well, Don, you only hit 10 of those. They're all plus money numbers. You know, cashing that ticket probably is looking good because some of those will even be in that 3-to-1 price point or close to it, or at least let's just say not 3-to-1, 220, 230, 240. And 10 of those 25 batters got an RBI, which they're all plus money in the RBI market. Like, if you're just going down again, using just a base of the Cleveland-Pittsburgh game today, the RBI market, Carlos Santana, +135, Jose Ramirez, +145. You can even go all the way down the list. Like, where is my guy, Stephen Kwan, because he's a leadoff hitter. Stephen Kwan's +220 to get an RBI. Then if you double him up, I mean, that's some really scores there. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 to 1, you can get on some of those athletes. So we're in the mix of, we don't really want to be playing 25 separate players on a day-to-day base in Major League Baseball. Because over the long term, unless you're hitting at a crazy rate, it's not great. But also understand this. It's not as if it's -180, -190s. A lot of those guys are taking down plus money when they get to that three level. Question is, how effective can that three level be? So we're still in that sort of marketing case study that we're betting every day, lighter wages here, lighter units, I should say, excuse me, and seeing which makes the most sense. But I do think, And not just based on yesterday. This is, you know, doing this last year as well. I think the parlay market does make sense for the one plus one plus one, putting three together and, of course, stacking them in a lineup. Like, not actually going like, I like Pete Alonso, I like Aaron Judge, and then I like Stephen Kwan, like three separate teams. You can do that and be well, but the chances if you're fading a certain pitcher, getting some of those guys on base just to be getting driven in makes a lot of sense. But we got some stuff to look at in a large card in Major League Baseball today. Sonny writes out of the solo machine, it's Moneyline. Let's get started next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to take an adventure with rugged capability and commanding style. Check out the Honda Ridgeline, Pilot, Passport, or CRV. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 1.99% APR on a 2025 Ridgeline or a 3.99% APR on a 2025 Pilot, 2026 Passport, or 2025 CRV.
See dealer for financing details.
Let's get the handicapping started today. By the way, just briefly yesterday, how our day started. It couldn't have gone any better. I remember a start to a day with a lot of plus money prop bets, you know, getting after it. Corbin Carroll, sensational. Perdomo, sensational. Haven Smith, sensational. Josh Naylor, sensational. Both of those, or all four of those guys hit their two and threes, which again, if that's four, that's eight total bets right off the bat that hit. Butler and Soderstrom. Bang, bang, right off the bat as well. And even the first inning for the Philadelphia Phillies was cashing tickets with Kyle Schwarber hitting his three market and Bryson Stott hitting his two market right off the bat. So, I mean, the afternoon games between Arizona, the Athletics, and the Philadelphia Phillies was unbelievable to start. I'll tell you the game that I struggled in, which I'm surprised I did, was the Cleveland game. O'Hearn ended up, you know, doing some damage in that, but I didn't actually play him at night, but I wrote him down as part of the six. You know, he got his numbers in. Detroit, who actually laid off at night, Torres got his 2+, and then Torkelson got his 3+ there. And then Corey Seager with Texas, I didn't play that game, hands up with a 3+ night as well in the marketplace. So it was a fantastic start to the day yesterday. Good tracking, plus money. Got a lot of positive feedback from the people out there that are listening into the show and having some fun along with us and showing your tickets, which I love. Show me those tickets, man. It doesn't matter, like, you backed what I had, but say, hey, Donna, use some what you had. Here's what I had together, and here's how I won some money. Like, we having tickets yesterday that I saw was bet like a 50-cent ticket, which won $70 back. Like, that's amazing, man. Like, there is no unit shaming whatsoever. You put 50 cents on a bet and come back with $70? That's tremendous stuff. Like, I love to see it as it bounces back and through. But we are betting light here in the month of April just to continue to track some of these instances that we absolutely love. All right, let's get to the card today. Game number one, one afternoon game. It's Arizona. And it's Chicago on the mound, or excuse me, in the game. And this game is going to be from the Windy City of Chicago, and that's why I talked about Windy City. 17, 18 mile an hour winds blowing dead out to center field with wind gusts there that could be much higher. That helps. On the mound today, it's going to be Corbin Burnes versus Colin Ray. And Ray is starting for the Cubs today, going against a red hot lineup for the Diamondbacks. You look at Ray in this lineup today. Let me just see where his numbers are coming in. So we got Ray, just trying to look here on FanGraphs. Oh, there we go. 18th on the card overall out of 30 total pitchers. Only 9 innings pitched this year, a 1 ERA, and a 3.85 xFIP number, which is very good. You flip it over to Corbin Burnes on the other side, and he's coming in. Where is my guy Burnes at? Corbin Burnes is actually the worst pitcher on the card, and again, limited innings this year so far. 15 and a third innings pitched. A 5.28 ERA and a 4.64 xFIP number. So we might have some juice to go off of, but also understand the price points certainly are going to be deviated just a little bit. Let me just go to Bet365 And I'm going to take a look at the card today to start with the Diamondbacks game. And we'll go to player props. We'll slide it down. And again, you can do this on any book here. Same thing with prop. I don't know if, I guess DraftKings might have it. I don't know. I don't really bet too much on DraftKings. FanDuel does have the total hits, runs, and RBI market. But see, here we go. You see, I was just talking about three batters with the Guardians, starting at the top of that lineup, which is J-Ram, Yuzi Betts in the two spot, Santana in the three spot, and then also in the one spot, Stephen Kwan, highest 450 in the one market. Look at some of these numbers today, because understand this. Yes, there's winning, but yes, there's price points. Corbin Carroll, who knocks the baseball around, specifically to start to 2025, his one plus market today, guys, it's minus 600. His two market today, guys, minus 250. His three market today is minus 135. So his three market, which almost you can guarantee on every other game, it feels like that three market is going to give you anywhere between plus 175 at a low end to plus 300. He's at a minus 135. Like guys we had yesterday, Geraldo Perdomo, minus 400 for the one market, minus 145 for the two market, and plus 145 for the three market. Josh Naylor, minus 400 in the one market, getting to the three market only plus 125. So, I mean, value is in the eye of the beholder, yes. Ray does have some decent statistics. He wasn't good at pitcher, but the wind is blowing out. Like, theoretically, you could say that you like this lineup for Arizona, and I do. But this is the point that we make sometimes. Like, are you extending it out to the four market? Like, you have to have four total statistics? Two hits, a run scored, and an RBI to get a plus 140 if it's Corbin Carroll? Like, Corbin Carroll hits a home run to lead off this game. He hits a plus 140. Like, you would want it to be more be higher than that. Now, other guys do have some more respectable numbers, but this is a tough one. I love the lineup for the Arizona Diamondbacks. I think it actually presents well, even with Colin Ray's statistics this year that have been good. But the price points actually don't make it worth betting. And I know I'm going to get a lot of DMs, and trust me, I see you guys DMing me out here absolutely right now. I'll give another shout out. This is my Tad Pizza 73. DRS, great show, listening on Sirius 159. Woke up this morning in the Chicago burbs and instantly was thinking over at Wrigley this afternoon. It's balmy with a stiff wind, 15 miles an hour, south wind blowing out. Book it. And I agree. I think you're getting a lot of runs in this game. So when we have like comments like that, and then I sort of counter back and say, I agree. I think there should be a lot. But in that one plus one market, two plus two, three plus three, where's the value in that for that game? Like, you're going to have to stack up a really good day. And granted, if you pick the three and Corbin Carroll does get the three, like he has a base hit, a run, and an RBI, or two hits and a run scored, and he gets the three at 135, yeah, that's good. We'll take that. That's not really what, like, even like a parlay. Look at the one parlay, just for the ones. Let me go Carroll, like yesterday. Let's go the exact same players without the handicap. Just for tracking purposes, right? Carroll in the one market, Perdomo in the one market, Pavin Smith in the one market. Three guys together is minus 125 when it's usually guaranteed to be plus money. And then if you add in Josh Naylor at 400, you finally get the plus 115, which you can hit the boost. And that would make some sense, but it's still four players. Should they get there? Probably. But I don't know if it's worth a while taking that or money spent that direction. Now, if we go over to the other side and say, okay, well, what's Chicago got to offer with Corbin Burns on the mound? Not a great start to the season, but a great season last year. Tucker, Suzuki, Bush, Nico Armstrong, Miguel Amaya. But again, high, high numbers. We've got decisions to make. And in one of the best hitting environments you're going to have today in Major League Baseball, I don't know if we're going to have a decision, guys. Let's talk it through next right here on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to take an adventure with rugged capability and commanding style. Check out the Honda Ridgeline, Pilot, Passport, or CRV. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 1.99% APR on a 2025 Ridgeline or a 3.99% APR on a 2025 Pilot, 2026 Passport, or 2025 CRV.
See dealer for financing details.
Always love when people check in as well, because you know me, I like to get back and help as many people out as I can. You know, try to be that friendly handicapper, if you will. In the chat box here, my guy X-Man's back in here. What's good? Absolutely. Hope you're going to enjoy your Easter weekend this weekend, X-Man. Steve Engblom says, is it like HR and RBI? Which is exactly what it is. So when I use that 1+1+1 market, that's what I'm talking about. Any combination of a base hit, an RBI, or a run scored. Again, new people listing all the time. I love to explain it to people on markets that we try to dip into, as opposed to just, hey, you know what? Bet the side, bet the total, bet an RBI, bet a home run. And again, simple. You don't need, if you have the 3+ market, right, in this is hits, runs, and RBI, any combination. It could be 3 runs scored, not a base hit, you cash it. It could be 3 RBIs, cash it. It can be 3 base hits, cash it. Or a combination of anyone. Scored 2 runs, got a base hit, cash it. You know, had 3 RBI, no hits, cash it. You had 1 hit and 2 runs, cash it. That's how it goes. Same thing in the 1 market. Just need a combination of those. And that's how we use it to our advantage. So love the people reaching out. Love to get back on that. But as I said, the Cubs, this might be the best hitting environment of the day that we get by a wide margin. But how do you want to try to profit off it and make money? Those are the question marks that we're starting to get right now. And I don't know which way I want to go. And again, it's a 220 start. We have time after the show to get involved. But there are batters in there that certainly make some sense. Corbin Burnes has been struggling with right-handed batters and left-handed batters. You look at Tucker, Suzuki, and Bush in the middle of that lineup. But again, we're early in the season. This would change if this game was, let's just say, in June, and those same statistics were coming through as if Corbin Burnes wasn't going to bounce back. Colin Ray last year, 189 ISO, weighted on base percentage, 331. This season has very good statistics overall, but a great-looking lineup for Arizona. I know this sounds crazy. I really know this sounds crazy. I don't think I'm going to have a bet on this baseball game with these hitting conditions, with these pitchers. I just think there's some better options on the card, price-worthy. Now, maybe it might be one that you have to pass over. It's like, I can't believe we didn't do that, man. Carroll raked, Perdomo raked, Smith raked, Naylor raked, just like they always do. I hear you. I truly do. But I just don't think the price points make all that much sense, or even going 4 deep with the Arizona Diamondbacks to make sure you hit a parlay, which would be just over +100, which you can boost up. I think there's better options on the card. If you want to go into that game and hit it, I can't stop you. Like, I do think it makes some sense in ways, but I'm just trying to find that perfect strategy. It's like, you know what? Price point makes some sense. Game is decent, and I'm not getting overly taxed. Like, once again, Corbin Carroll -600 today in the 1+ market, 2+ market -250. Like, you don't even get plus money on Corbin Carroll to the 4 market. 4 people. A combination of 4. That's incredible. Let's keep it moving. Let's get into the nightcap here. Kansas City and Detroit. That is going to be Cole Reagans taking on Jackson Jobe. Line in this game, -140 or so for Kansas City. They got pasted yesterday. The offense stinks. Going up against Detroit, who again has Jobe on the mound. Let's get a start to see what some of the statistics that we have here. So we'll start with Reagans. And as I slide up and down to try to find my guy Reagans, he's number 2 today. With 23 2/3 innings pitched. An ERA of 2.28. And an xFIP of 2.28. That's sensational. I look at the lineup today for the Detroit Tigers and say, Torkelson might be one that you would look at. And same thing with Sweeney. I'm not looking at any of those. When a hot pitcher is on the mound, I don't care what the temperatures are, 74 degrees in Detroit, which is great. Wind blowing in from right field. I'm out on that. Reagan should be able to deal today. We're not into hyperboles like, oh, if this happens or not. We're trying to stick with the statistics as we get those. Jackson Jobe on the opposite side. Again, windy conditions, blowing in from right field, but warmer temperatures. Jobe this season, if we line him up and I have 30 pitchers tracked, he's 27th, guys. Now, he's actually not having a bad season per se. 15 innings pitched, a 3 ERA, which isn't bad, but a higher xFIP of 4.93. If we look at the lineup for the Kansas City batters, it's not great by any stretch. So the reason why Jackson Jobe does have a higher xFIP number, and xFIP is expected fielding independent pitching, which means The underlying factors for why a pitcher could be bad are taken away. It's just on the pitcher's shoulder. Hit by batter, fly ball percentage, strikeout rate, walk rate, you get the point here. Bobby Witt's a decent one. Vinny P's got some decent ISO power numbers, but it looks like we're going to pass altogether on Detroit and Kansas City, even though I told you Jackson Jobe is way down on that list. You just can't say, well, let me take Jonathan Indy to break out. He's been brutal against right-handed pitching this year through 63 at-bats. You can't just say, Michael Massey, it's his day today. He's been brutal. MJ Melendez, they've been brutal. Let's find the games that make some sense. Let's have some fun and get down to business. It's Moneyline. It's a solo mission. We'll be right back after this short break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're Donnie Wright's out here, solo mission, right here on the Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM Channel 159. Ready to rock and roll, talking Major League Baseball. Next game up on the docket, Cleveland and Pittsburgh. 6:40 start. Cleveland is a favorite, about minus 135, total 8.5. 75-degree temperatures today in Pittsburgh. We do like that. With an 11-mile-an-hour wind, really a crosswind from right foul pole to left foul pole, but not really helping the baseball, but not particularly really hurting the baseball. Pitchers on the mound today, Majinski will be there for Pittsburgh. And then on the opposite side, that is going to be Luis Ortiz. Last year, Ortiz had decent numbers through 553 batters. This year, he's a right-handed pitcher struggling with lefties, which immediately brings up a lightning rod type of player. So I'm going to write this down. This is for Pittsburgh. And this is O'Neill Cruz. Yesterday, hits a solo home run. Only run scored in the game. He has, I don't want to say his plate appearances aren't well thought out, but he's got so much power and so much talent that he can really strike it rich at times, like going yard. But then there's the games where sometimes you bat him and say, man, what's the guy doing out here? I mean, sheesh. Have some plate awareness. So I am going to write down for now O'Neill Cruz at the top of that lineup, but it doesn't look like we have too much to deal with there. Now, when we take a look at Luis Ortiz, who's on the mound, tracking his number, 20th out of 30 pitchers today for me, 6.06 ERA, which is terrible. I'm getting tongue-tied here. Through 16.1 innings pitched and a 4.65 FIP, which translates to a free 0.94 XFIP number. So O'Neill Cruz might be worth your while, but also left-handed bats are really, really trying to focus at. There's not too many other at-bats. Like, if you were just looking for a stack, right? O'Neill Cruz, Brian Reynolds, Andrew McCutcheon. But O'Neill Cruz is the only one for me and has those above-average statistics. Now, the question mark is going to be, does he have to hit a home run to get any statistics? Because behind him in that 7, 8, and 9, Tommy Pham, Adam Frazier, and Isaiah Kiner-Falefa have terrible numbers against right-handed pitching. But I'm going to write down for the time being Pittsburgh Pirates O'Neill Cruz. Let's get to the other side. You know I have an affinity for the Guardians lineup, particularly the top of that lineup, which is Juan Ramirez and Carlos Santana. Majinski's on the mound today. Last year had good statistics. This year does have decent statistics as well. But take a look at this. 13 innings pitched. You say, well, how can he have good statistics, Donnie, when it's a 6.23 ERA? His analytical numbers are way lower than that at a 3, almost half the difference. So maybe getting a little bit unlucky at that point. But I don't mind people when they say, you know what? Kwan's always on base, a 441 weighted on base percentage. J-Ram's a switch hitter in that 2 spot there, 225 ISO against right-handed pitching. Same thing with Carlos Santana being a switch hitter. I don't know if I necessarily just want to write those guys' names down because I always do. But if we're going to have the Pittsburgh game per se, I'm also going to write down Cleveland. Not to say I'm going to play these guys, but certainly that top three again, which was a letdown yesterday. You had the Kwan and Santana hit the 1 market, but nobody hit the 2 market yesterday. So go Kwan, J-Ram, and Carlos Santana. Not saying I'm going to play them, but just writing them down for some food for thought a little bit later. Philadelphia, tough pitching matchup where you really want to get some angles on. Sandy Alcantara is on the mound for the Marlins. The Philadelphia Phillies are going to counter with Zach Wheeler. Now, Alcantara has struggled at times this year, but it has looked really good at times, coming back from that injury. 15 and a third innings pitched to 4.70 ERA, which is elevated, and an XFIP number of 3.94. Zach Wheeler on the opposite side, 4.07 ERA, which is high, but a 3.10 XFIP number. Why? Because he's a high K rate guy, and that's usually what wins out. A lot of batters look fantastic in this Phillies game. Temperatures in Philadelphia, 66 degrees with a double-digit wind blowing out. That usually really helps. The lineup always stinks for the Marlins, so we don't look at any of those players today going up against Zach Wheeler. The question in your mind that you want to sort of factor in is, which way are you going with the Phillies? And I got to tell you right now, even though the statistics on Alcantara have him with that slightly higher ERA, it's not a disastrous xFIP number. So for the time right now, I'm going to hold off on the Philadelphia Phillies game. I do think the Phillies win because I think Wheeler's going to hold that lineup down to two, maybe three runs total for the game for the Marlins. And the Phillies should be able to do enough, but Alcantara's got that pedigree. He really does. That will stay away from it. Let's head back down to George Steinbrenner Field in Tampa for a game between the Yankees and the Rays, which is basically a pick'em game, as we saw yesterday. Will Warren got beat up a bit, but they pulled him quickly, so the damage wasn't done all that much. And they had a pretty good performance out of the bullpen for the Yankees yesterday. Case in point, other side, Taj Bradley was bad yesterday. Got banged around in the first five of the six innings, and they took the loss in that game. So today, as we line up Carlos Rodon versus Drew Rasmussen. Rasmussen is a top six pitcher on the card today. 15 innings pitched, an ERA of under one, which is .60, and an xFIP number of 2.74. So we love that Yankees lineup. I don't love the pitcher that's going up against them today. So I'm not going to be just force-feeding you Yankees statistics. Carlos Rodon on the card today. His numbers, where does he come in today? 15th out of 30 with an ERA of 5.48 and an xFIP number of 3.50. The lineup for the Rays doesn't present itself all that well against left-handed pitching. And if you're looking at the breakdown for Rodon last year, he got hit by right-handed batters. This year through 67, not getting hit by right-handed batters, but the left-handed batters are doing some damage. He's only going to face one left-hander in the lineup today, and that's Brandon Lau. Everybody else will be right-handed batters, if not switch hitters, which means they'll be from the right-hand side. I don't know if I could just load up on that today. So I'm going to hold off on the Yankees and the Tampa Bay Rays game. See yesterday how we had so many complete concepts that we liked early in the day? I was like, man, these are, can't wait, 25-plus batters. We're struggling to find batters, and that's okay. It doesn't have to be great every day. And maybe in the remaining dozen games or so, we'll find some of those players that make some sense because the hitting environments are improving and the weather conditions much better than even yesterday. Let's take a look here at Cincinnati and Baltimore. Baltimore is at home, -155 price. Cincinnati, the total in this game listed with Baltimore is 9. Andrew Abbott will be on the mound for one side and Cade Povich on the other. Let's start with Andrew Abbott and find his numbers as we go down the list. He's listed at 22 out of 30 pitchers today with xFIP. His ERA, really low, guys, 1.80, but xFIP a little bit elevated at 4.21. Last year, as a left-handed pitcher, Abbott struggled with right-handed batters. 452 right-handed batters he faced last year, that was a 229 ISO and a weighted on-base percentage of 338. Dominated lefties. This season, again, he's only faced 19 batters so far, so it's five innings pitched. You're trying to extrapolate an entire season worth of data. It's hard to do. But same case point here. Two batters that he's faced, which again is nothing, a zero ISO and a zero weighted on base percentage. They haven't gotten on base. To righties, a 200 ISO, which is slightly higher through 17 at bats, and a low xFIP, excuse me, a low weighted on base percentage number. The lineup today for the Orioles doesn't present itself well at all against lefties. Westbrook, Rutschman, O'Neill, Hernandez, or excuse me, Henderson, all low ISO and weighted on base percentages here. If there are elevated guys in that lineup, it's Mountcastle and it's Mullins. Just don't think that's enough right now to play. Might be able to check back in. Let's go over to Cincinnati's side. The lineup doesn't look all that great, but going up against Cade Povich, who struggled as a left-handed pitcher with right-handed batters last year, and this year through 55 batters, he's got a high weighted on base percentage. The key is going to be, though, limited at-bats in the offense today for the Reds against lefties and not a lot of good looks. Matt McClain's got great statistics. He's only had 8 at-bats against lefties, a 429 ISO, but also a 50% K rate. So those 8 at-bats that he had, he struck out 4 times on those. Ellie De La Cruz, bad numbers. Austin Hayes, only 1 at-bat, so you really can't go off of that. Spencer Steer, 17 at-bats with a 0 ISO power number. Condelario's got a decent ISO power number. So these are the doldrums we're facing where 68 degrees and a wind blowing out at Camden Yards should be an automatic green light, and we're not finding exactly what we like. Cade Povich, if we look at his numbers, he's coming in 12th on the card today at a 360 ERA and a 3.46 xFIP number. So again, in environments that we usually would love to absolutely get after, I'm not finding it right now in these games. We're not going to press. We can always get back to it once the content comes out later with exactly who's in the starting lineup. But I don't think we're going to be betting that Cincinnati and Baltimore game. Setting the table for the next one. It's Seattle and it's Toronto. basically a pick 'em, and we're taking a look at 56 degree temperatures in Toronto. So I don't know if the roof is going to be open or closed, but it'll be insignificant on both sides. Wu's a great pitcher going up against Bowden Francis, has struggled a little bit against lefties. Let's review this game, repeat it, and rinse. If we can win some money, with DRS, Ole Miss, right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to take an adventure with rugged capability and commanding style. Check out the Honda Ridgeline, Pilot, Passport, or CRV. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 1.99% APR on a 2025 Ridgeline or a 3.99% APR on a 2025 Pilot, 2026 Passport, or 2025 CRV.
See dealer for financing details.
We're trying to get as many of these games as possible. Shout out to the people hanging out in the chat box, listening here through SiriusXM channel 159, right here on the Sports Grid Network. It's Moneyline. It's a solo mission. Your boy DRS. It was a fun week so far, hasn't it been? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all solo missions. Be back again once, of course, on Monday, post-Easter break, and hopefully with some dollars in our account. You want to follow me on Twitter? Easy to do, at RightSideVP. Any questions you have, any tickets that you have, love to see them. Love to get down. Love to cheer the people on and make some money. We're talking about Seattle and Toronto. Bowden Francis, the right-handed pitcher for Toronto on the mound. Last year, did have some pretty good stats through 408 batters that he had. This year, 69 batters, struggling with left-handed batters to the tune of an ISO of 317. His numbers on the card today, 23rd out of 30 in XFIP. He's got a 3.71 ERA, but a 4.25 XFIP number, which is a little bit elevated. But if we look at the lineup today, the Seattle Mariners, the first four batters, Julio Rodriguez, Jorge Polanco, Cal Raleigh, and Randy Arozarena have very good numbers, both ISO and weighted on base percentages this year, with lower K rates for the majority against right-handed pitching. So you want to isolate the left-handed batters. And that starts with Jorge Polanco, which I wrote down as a switch hitter, and Cal Raleigh, switch hitter right behind him. High ISOs, high weighted on base percentages. Those two guys make some sense. So those names will be written down for Seattle. Once again, Polanco and Raleigh. If we flip it over to Toronto, I like their lineup. But Brian Wu is a very good pitcher, was dominant last year, struggling a little bit against lefties this year. But in that lineup for a left-handed bat, Andrés Giménez in the middle has some decent statistics against right-handed pitching, and that's about it at that point. Now, Alan Rodon, does have good numbers in that nine hole, but I don't think that's enough to switch me around. And Wu's statistics, a 2.84 ERA and a 3.47 XFIP, not something I necessarily want to get involved with. Boston, back at home, Sox versus Sox today, White Sox versus Red Sox. On the mound, Martin Perez for the Chicago White Sox and Hunter Dobbins for the Boston Red Sox. Heavy favorite for the Sox, about a minus 200 price, but a total listed at 9. 57 degrees, but a wind blowing out over the big monster, the green monster, I should say, in left field. We'll see how that factors in. Now, Martin Perez, last year, 463 batters, struggled against right-handed batters, struggled overall. This year, Martin Perez is 21st out of 30th on the card today, an ERA of 1.59, but a higher XFIP of 4.08. 67 batters he's faced this year, guys, an ISO of 0.53 and a weighted on base percentage of 2.40. Look at the lineup for the Red Sox against lefties this year. Duran, Devers, Bregman, Ref Snyder, Story, Gonzalez, Campbell, and Narvaez, all horrendous ISO power numbers. Story, Gonzalez, and Narvaez, you have higher weighted on base percentages, but nothing in that lineup is appealing. That's a shame. Would have loved to bet that. Hunter Dobbins on the other side. He has how many innings? He got 24 batters faced. Does he even have five innings, six innings? Let's see if I can find Hunter. Oh, there we go. 17th on the card today. 360 ERA, 366 XFIP number. Not a lot to chew on, but again, that lineup stinks. I don't know if all season long we're even going to get to a point where we want to bet the Chicago White Sox. St. Louis and New York. New York about a 170 favorite. Total listed at around 8. 55 degrees at Citi Field, wind blowing dead out the center field at 13 miles per hour. Miles Michaelis will be on the mound here today for those Cardinals, and David Peterson, the lefty on the mound for the New York Mets. David Peterson this season, he is ninth on my card today through 16 and two-thirds innings pitch with a 2.70 ERA and an xFIP of 3.27. Some batters in that lineup that have done some damage against the left-handed Peterson, or high-weighted on base percentage, I should say, against lefties, Nootbaar, Baker, Arenado, and Donovan. But having said that, it's more about the pitcher, not about the hitters themselves. I'm going to lay off St. Louis in this game. Let's take a look at Miles Michaelis on the mound today. And if we check to see where his statistics come in, where are you at, Miles? Usually down by the bottom. Yep, there he is, 26 out of 30 pitchers today. 13 innings pitched on the young season, a 9 ERA, and a 4.71 xFIP number. So we look at the lineup and say, all right, his xFIP numbers are high. Against righties, he's actually done a very good job, which last year he struggled with. Lefties have done a lot of damage against him. But Pete Alonso's statistics are so good right now. You just ride him out, even though Michaelis has had some pretty good numbers against right-handed batters, but he does have a low K rate against righties. So if I'm writing two names down right now, well, could it be, what has Lindor done, by the way? I know he hasn't had a great season. Let's see his recent game logs. Ooh, there we go. So yesterday, Francisco Lindor had three hits. If we go back to the last game against the Athletics on the 13th, two hits, one hit, one hit, one hit, three hits. Okay. So if we're going to stay true to form and you want to focus on left-handed batters, I think it's going to be, and by the way, what has Winker done? Winker is a lefty, probably going to be in that cleanup spot today. He had two hits on the 16th, took the day off yesterday because he had a really bad, run. But he's had back-to-back games with an RBI. All right, let's keep it simple here. So we're going to go Mets, NYM as the initials. We're going to go Lindor. And we're going to go with Soto in that lineup. I just think it checks out well. You get a lot of the bats. Michaelis is a bad pitcher. But I do feel like I'm leaving out Pete Alonso by accident. 65 at-bats for Pete against right-handed pitching. A 396 ISO and a weighted on-base percentage of 506. And a low K rate and a high walk rate. As I said again, Michaelis has had a very good season against right-handers. You throw that in. Let's keep it real. Let's just go Lindor and Soto. And if Pete Alonso hits a home run, let's hope Lindor and Soto are on base at that point. So we'll keep it simple. Okay, making our way through Minnesota and Atlanta tonight from the Big A. Hey, look at that, 78-degree temperatures, but a wind is blowing in from right field off the Chop House out there. And it's Chris Paddock on the mound today for the Twins, going up against Bryce Elder of the Braves. Braves a slight favorite at minus 141, and a total in that game listed at 8.5. If we take a look at Chris Paddock's season so far, he's dead last, guys. 30 pitchers rated today. Any innings, again, there's no minimum, but he's got 12.1. Got the highest xFIP on the board of 5.70 and an ERA of close to 10. Struggling with lefty and righty batters, I think we're going to seize a couple guys here. And even though Atlanta has been terrible at the plate, Austin Riley makes a lot of sense. Also, Sean Murphy makes a lot of sense. And number three would be Ozzie Albies. We'll go Albies. All right. So we got three on the board there for the Atlanta Braves that I think do make some, I think we can work with. Minnesota going up against Bryce Elder. Where's his statistics on the season? Where are you at, Bryce? He's 14th. He's got a high ERA, but a lower xFIP number. Could some guys make the target here for us? Julian Buxton? Could be. We might have one of our games that we absolutely love. Twins Braves. We'll be back. We'll try to close it up and get as many games in as possible.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to take an adventure with rugged capability and commanding style. Check out the Honda Ridgeline, Pilot, Passport, or CRV. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 1.99% APR on a 2025 Ridgeline or a 3.99% APR on a 2025 Pilot, 2026 Passport, or 2025 CRV.
See dealer for financing details.
All right, two more on the docket, people. Minnesota, Julian and Buxton in the top of that lineup here I went with. Lefty and a righty batter. Should be able to hit. I almost want to go with Harrison Bader. He's got sensational statistics. And Brooks Lee on the season does have good numbers. I don't want to overcomplicate this game. I think we might have a total. By the way, I think we might have a total in this game. 8.5, so I think that makes some sense as well. So we got 6 different teams here with some players that we can sort of count on. Let's try to speed through a couple of these games moving up. And again, always check with me at Right Side VP. I'll put out the batters that I'm on tonight that I bet, but I just like to have that talk through process, which yesterday we had 25 batters and did very well. I don't know if we have 25 batters today, but who knows? Maybe these last 5 games per se can sort of, you know, tack it on. Yamamoto is going to be on the mound tonight versus Jacob DeGrom. Not a great scenario. Of course, the Dodgers can do damage against anybody. I think the Dodgers probably win that game overall. No surprise, because they're favoring that game to do so. But I just think their lineup sets up better. But I don't like any really RBI props or set, not RBI props, 1+1 or even RBI props at that point. San Diego and Houston tonight, Hart's on the mound going up against Gusto. I want to say it's Gusto. The guy's name's Ryan. Like if he was, let's just say, Dominican, maybe you pronounce it Gusto, but I think it's Gusto here. I haven't heard his name pronounced before on live on air for the Houston Astros. This season struggling against left-handed batters. Where does he come in though? Like Kyle Hart's way down. 11 2/3 innings pitch. He's got a high xFIP number. So we'll get to that in just a second. Gusto is 11th. Okay. Let's go over to Houston. Oh man, bad statistics all the way up and down for Houston though, to be honest. This is one of those games where you usually would say to yourself, like Kyle Hart has unbelievably bad numbers through 35 at bats against right-handed batters. He's going to go up against a chunk of right-handed batters, but they all stink in their limited at bats against left-handed pitching. That could be one that's one of those gut plays that we take. And it's like, you know what? Ride with it. Like yesterday should have been on Seattle, as I was telling you. Didn't bet any Seattle statistics, and yet they still had a pretty good day at the plate. Athletics taking on the Brewers. JT Ginn, 5 1/3 innings pitch. That's it. ERA 1.69, low xFIP. How much can you balance that? Because that lineup for the Brewers has crunched right-handed pitching so far this season. And lefties have gotten the best of Ginn and only limited time here. Against a dome. These are the tough games. Like this lineup should crack JT Ginn. But again, it's more of a feel on this at this point. Like they really should hit this kid. Hit a decent start to open the season. Milwaukee's at home. Dome will be closed. Don't really care about the weather conditions outside. They should crack them. Food for thought for a little bit later. Freddie Peralta on the opposite side for the Brewers going up against the Athletics. Freddie here is 16th on the card today with a 3.54 xFIP number and ERA of 2.31. So nothing really from that side for the Athletics. You know, my guy Soder in the middle of the lineup continues to do damage as he did yesterday. You know, I love myself some Lawrence Butler. But I got to tell you, man, the Milwaukee side is so intriguing in that game. It is. Colorado and Washington. Banish this game. 33 degrees, 7-degree wind blowing in, freezing cold temperatures, horrendous lineups all over the place. Yeah, pass on that game. San Francisco and LA to end the night. Logan Webb, I love him. I'm not fading him, but boy, that lineup looks good for the Angels. We're not doing that. Like, Webb's one of my favorite pitchers in baseball. 2.63 ERA, low xFIP number. We're not doing that. Tyler Anderson is interesting tonight because why? He's one of the few left-handed pitchers that gets all right-handed batters out but can't get any lefties out. And you know everybody's going to be a lefty in the lineup outside of Jung Woo Lee tonight, who I'm writing down. Like the one game I had him in Philadelphia where I need him to come through, he was terrible. Every other time, he's been absolutely brilliant. So I'm just going to write San Francisco, and we're going to write Lee. Okay, so 14 batters I have right now that I'm tracking. Maybe going to add some more, maybe mix in a team total. And maybe an all-team total on some of those games where the batters don't look great, but the matchup looks great, if you will. But I think we have enough today. Not as much as yesterday, where the numbers were really jumping off the card and popping. But it looks like a good day statistically so far. So we're going to keep tracking through the weekend. And again, you'll hear me on Sunday, Pro Baseball Today, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Even on Easter, both myself and Tom Vecchio will be live Sunday morning setting up the card. So make sure you set your dial to tune back in because we'll go over every single Major League Baseball game, different angles that you want to play. But I won't be on the air tomorrow or, again, later on today follow me at RightsideVP. I'm going to put the batters out there that we're keying up, maybe a team total or two that we have, and some interesting circumstances. Same thing on Saturday. I cap the entire card every single day myself and put those plays out there, at least put the batters out that we're interested in. And also, do you guys have any action that you love today? Reach out, man. Let me know. Hey, Donnie, man, put this together. You know, not really what I think, but I like to cheer it on, man. It's what we do. Share the information, get it out to people, have some fun, and handicap. It's the best way to go about doing it. It's the only way to do it. It's your boy DRS here, the Sports Grid Network. It's SiriusXM Channel 159. Chris behind the wheels of steel. Make sure you enjoy your weekend. Get after it, people, and make some money. I'll see you Monday.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to take an adventure with rugged capability and commanding style. Check out the Honda Ridgeline, Pilot, Passport, or CRV. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 1.99% APR on a 2025 Ridgeline or a 3.99% APR on a 2025 Pilot, 2026 Passport, or 2025 CRV.
See dealer for financing details.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.